Okay, Gaddis, page 74. According to North Korean participants in these events, Kim and his generals assured Stalin while visiting Moscow in April that, quote, "The Americans would never participate in the war. We were absolutely sure in this. America was losing the giant, China, but still had not intervened. America would not participate in such a small war on the Korean Peninsula. Even if the United States did enter the conflict, it would be over in just a few days because the North Korean attack would spark guerrilla uprisings from communist sympathizers in South Korea." Still, Stalin was cautious. He warned, quote, "the Korean friends," unquote, not to expect great assistance and support from the Soviet Union because it had been more important it had more important challenges to meet than the Korean problem. He also made his final approval to the North Korean attack contingent upon Mao's consent, adding, quote, "If you should get kicked in the teeth, I shall not lift a finger. You have to ask Mao for all the help," unquote. Stalin informed Beijing in May that, quote, "owing to the changed international situation," unquote, he had agreed with the Koreans' proposal to proceed towards reunification, but stipulated that the question must be decided finally by the Chinese and the Korean comrades together, and in case of disagreement by the Chinese comrades, the resolution of the questions must be put off until there is a new discussion. And that's a very important quote. When Kim Il-sung visited him that same month, Mao was initially skeptical, warning once again of the possibility of American intervention, but in the end, he gave his approval apparently for two reasons. First, Kim pictured Stalin as more optimistic about the prospects for success than in fact he was. Second, and more important, Mao himself at the time was planning an invasion of Taiwan and had requested Soviet military assistance. Stalin had advised against this for fear of provoking the Americans, but during Mao's visit to Moscow, again, almost certainly in response to the Truman administration's statements about not defending Taiwan, he had changed his mind and encouraged the Chinese to go ahead. For Mao to have expressed reservations about an invasion of South Korea now might have revived Stalin's nervousness about supporting the projected attack on Taiwan. Mao asked Kim whether he would want Chinese to station troops along the Korean border in the event that the Americans did not intervene, or did intervene, but Kim assured him that this would not be necessary. He then appears to have informed Stalin of Mao's enthusiasm, thereby achieving the feat of having exaggerated to both the Russians and the Chinese the degree to which each supported what he himself wanted to do. Stalin had already authorized a Soviet military buildup in North Korea, with representatives from the General Staff in Moscow handling detailed war planning. Approved by Stalin himself, and even the most secret operational orders used the term counterattack to maintain the fiction that the South had moved against the North. It was a fake, a North Korean general subsequently explained. Disinformation to cover ourselves. Too visible a Soviet role in these operations, the cautious Kremlin boss warned Shitov 3 days before the attack, would provide justification for American intervention. How much Beijing knew of these plans remains in doubt. After Kim told him that Chinese help would not be required, Mao appears to have paid little attention to what was happening in Korea, even to the point of ordering a redeployment of several army corps to the Taiwan Strait only 48 hours before the North Korean attack took place. The invasion, when it came, caught him, as well as the South Koreans and the Americans, off guard. The Central Intelligence Agency, in one of its most egregious misjudgments, a great big wart on the organization's history, one official acknowledged years afterwards, had concluded as late as June 19, 1950, that a North Korean assault on South Korea had been contemplated but called off, and that Kim would confine his actions on the peninsula to propaganda and subversion.